Blog Talk Radio.
Chaser is a show that's geared towards our people, our communities, what's going on around us, what's in the news, what's in the news affecting our community, and things that we need to know, because we are empowered truly by information. Did a show the other night. It was really our show dealing with the scriptures strictly. We call it Strictly Word Wednesday, where we try to stay away from current events, but we're dealing with the fact that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that if ignorance is bliss, then the majority of our people are living in heaven. So for those of you that are tired of living in the heaven of ignorance, call in tonight. We'd love to have you call in. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. We are expecting a few guests to call in at some point during the show. We've had a lot of brothers and sisters chiming in about these secret fraternities, these Greek organizations, the black secret societies organized to keep our people down, the so-called nonprofit organizations within our communities that throw a few dollars around here and there to kind of appease the people and make them think something's coming their way, and nothing is really coming their way, and a lot of people are really getting dissatisfied with it. Those are some of the things that we want to talk about tonight. And also, we've got some news articles that I want to go into, some breaking news about our country and the fact that the stage has definitely been set for there to be a third world war with sanctions and different ties and allies and everybody kind of getting puffed up, putting their chest out and marking their ground as far as various countries, dictators and presidents, and the news that we're not getting. So we're going to cover some of those things tonight. I don't know if we have a long show, a brief show, but we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. If you're listening, if you've been tuning in, if you've enjoyed the past shows, some of the shows we did with the brother out of Chicago for the Dawa, we understand that some of those people are going through some serious weather, snowstorm. It's a trip, the dichotomy of weather that we can have out here in California. We had like a 70, 71 pristine, 71 degree pristine clear day where you could see for miles, and a lot of people were under the impression that it was a spring or summer day out at the beach, out at the water. That just boggles my mind, but we'll take whatever the Most High gives, and we will give him all praise to the Most High for whatever he has created, wherever you may be. We learn to be grateful and to make the best of what we have, and that's truly something that we're going to have to begin to do as a people, to begin to make the most of what we have. And brothers and sisters, I want you to not ever move out of panic or fear. That's what a lot of these YouTube and blog talk radio shows are geared to do, to get you to panic, fear, and worry. We live by faith, and anything that's not done of faith, as Romans 14 chapter says, is of sin. So the just shall live by faith, and if you feel justified, then come on and live by faith and know it's going to be all right. Get what you need for your family and trust the Most High, and let's do this thing together. We have to come together as a nation and as a people. I may not be too harsh on you tonight. We do like to tell it like it is at Straight No Chaser. And once again, I want to give you the call-in number. If you've got some things on your chest, on your mind, some things you want to talk about, things going on in your community, the violence, the young people. I think our young people have really thrown out the fact that we have some of the highest rate of abortions. Our young people are having sex at school, everywhere, like crazy. They've forgotten all about venereal disease. They feel it's a fallacy. They figure they're going to die anyway, probably by a bullet, so they even are willing to risk their genitalia and their safety and their health with unprotected sex. And I have to also look at the parents, the generation of parents of these young people, who came from cracked out parents, grandparents, who survived that atrocity, who haven't put anything into these children. So I can't even shake my head at them, because it's really what's being society's promulgating and pushing in their faces through media. It's just all that they feel that they have to live in the moment. And so those are some of the things that we want to talk about. Those things are bothersome to me when I think about the fact that our young people don't really understand their potential, who they are, what's needed of them, what happens in the act of sex, different things like that. We want to talk about that. So call in. Tell me what's going on in your area, what's going on in your community, what's on your mind, and what you want to get off your chest. And then maybe a little bit later in the program, I'll get a chance to share some of these breaking news reports about what's going on over in Iran with Russia, China, Israel, the United States. Everything is being set in place. And they figure they've got us in check. We're under control. Canada's aligned themselves up with the NATO troops and foreign troops that are here on our soil. So everything's in check to be able to deal with us and handle us for our coming economic collapse and the realization that that 401k and that retirement and pension plan that you had put up is nothing but a piece of paper, thin air, and a promise and a wish that won't even exist, as well as your Social Security. They're ready for the anarchy, the mayhem, and the uprising. It's all there. And so one thing we also want to talk about tonight, not only are we going to talk about these upper elite black people who've been handed a kibble and bit to give us the illusion that blacks are doing fine while keeping the rest of the community down, we also want to talk about the fact that they're thrusting entertainment and pleasure seeking in front of your face to keep you numb and keep you dumb, which is why we here at the Social Change Action Network like to bring you information. You can chew on it and do what you need to do with it, but in your daily life, there are things expected of you to take care of yourself, your family, your relationship with the Most High, your loved ones, and your community, and to stand up and be counted. So it's not always about just entertaining yourself and trying to find an escape or a getaway. You might be tired, but we do this. We do this thing called life until we can get to the next phase, and I want to see you pass with flying colors. Back to the theme of the show, Straight No Chaser. Give that guest call in number one more time. It's 213-769-0910. When you call in, press 1 if you have a question or if you have a comment. We also have the chat room open tonight. If there's anybody that wants to comment, even on some of our previous shows, we've had discussions about homosexuality in the community, how rampant it is in the churches, the schools, the young people, the teenagers, even toddlers, and the education system that's teaching our kids this garbage, this mess, and how they're trying to get you to go along with it and make you think that this is a predominant force. The other thing that's pissing me off is how the lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, whoever they are, homosexuals, are trying to liken their struggle to that of we, the Hebrews, the African-American so-called, the black people. And that's what a lot of that was used for in the 60s when those Zionists marched side by side with Martin Luther King, who was being used at the time. We might as well talk about his birthdays coming up. Because, Mark, I don't know who's listening. I hear the clicking in the background. Go ahead and enjoy the show. When Martin Luther King came into the knowledge that he was being used, he was getting ready to give a speech about being caught in a house, that he's ushered his people into a burning house. That was his comment, that he's led his people into a burning house. And he come into the realization that the dream that he had of black and white hold hands, that that wasn't the key. He began to understand who we were as a people and what he was being used to do and to usher in. And the moment he began to become conscious, he was taken out. And there's many stories of who may have taken him out. There may have been Jesse Jackson, different people say that, CIA, Zionist Jews, whoever did it, I don't know. At the time, we thought that to integrate was uplifting for us, and it was an opportunity for us to have a better life. It actually was taking us away from coming into the knowledge of who we are as a people and the information that was being suppressed of the fact that we were the chosen people and that we were the promised people and that we were up under oppression and that we were in a foreign land, as the scriptures speak of. So, I celebrate you know, the brother who did some good things, but also was used unbeknownst to him and had his faults just like any other man, any other brother that's out here. We are all in this struggle, trying to get ourselves back to where we're supposed to be and to wake up our people as a community, as a nation, and come into the knowledge. Same thing with Malcolm, using someone else to take him out. There's a number of people that say someone within the organization took him out because he was becoming aware of the system and the information and what was going on, and he kept peeling back the pages. He couldn't just stay with the Nation of Islam. He began to grow spiritually and read and find things out. And y'all know that if you would open up a book, you might learn something. Go back and listen to the show on ignorance I did last night. I never forget this. This brother told this story, and it was actually in a church setting that he said he went to college. And one time while he was in college, he got so broke and hungry, he didn't know what to do. He didn't think he was going to make it and wanted to come home. And so the brother actually called home. He called his grandmother and said he wanted to come home. He was broke, tired, couldn't make it, and tried to go for a long time without ever calling home and asking for support. And his grandmother said, "You remember that Bible I gave you? Remember I told you to read your Bible?" Well, the story goes like this. She told him to go read his Bible, and as he began to read his Bible, he began to turn pages and found $100 bills planted all inside the Bible that she put inside the Bible, knowing that he would need something. So it's a twofold story. We don't ever read, let alone read the scriptures. And if he had only listened to what she had told him, he would have found that she had something planted in there for him, had his well-being. Well, you know what? The scriptures are just that rich for us as a people if we would come back to the scriptures. I'm not talking about going to church on Sunday and being spoon-fed or just paying your little offering tithe and thinking that you've done your duty. Nah, it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. What you do that nobody ever sees to help your fellow man is what you do unto the Father that you get rewarded for. Your service ain't in going to no temple, because the scripture says that the Ruach HaKodesh and the Father doesn't dwell in any temple made by man. And that brother sitting up in that pulpit that went to that institute of learning to think that he could pay money to learn who my Father is, the Most High? No, it don't work like that. There's no tuition that could ever teach a man about the Most High. Relegate him to something that small, to allow some professors to tell you who he is and tell you how you can intellectualize him and wow your people and get paid so that you can pay back your government and keep the people in slavery so they never come into the knowledge that before we came here as a people, we weren't served and spoon-fed this white Caesar Borgia Jesus Christ. And that we had a spirituality with kumbaya and hallelujah that was deep inside of us when we came to this land, and they stripped us and beat us down, treated us like cattle. There's so much we don't even understand and we will never know. I tell people, never close the door to information. When you approach the discussion, you approach the discussion with the Ruach, and you listen, and then you do the research and study on your own. You don't approach the conversation or discussion from a judgmental chair with this attitude like, nah, that's wrong. Nah, I heard. Because your truth is probably based upon a lie. So what you want to do is take in information, digest it, do your research, see where it goes from there. Ignorance is to come in saying you already have the truth, which is why we always say what we say. Truth is a journey, not a truth is a journey, not a destination. You never arrive to where you just have it. Once again, that call-in number is 213-769-0910. This is Straight No Chaser. If you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your pad. We are expecting some guests, but if they do call, if they can't call, we know there's some things going on with quite a few people with the weather. and this one brother who was who travels from here to Africa back and forth, who wanted to be on the show, wasn't quite sure if he'd be able to make it because of his travels. If he gets a chance to call in, we'd love to hear from him. As I mentioned before, we heard some brothers and sisters last week, and I really wanted them to be on the show to have this exchange, discussion, or dialogue about the secret society within the black community, that once you achieve a certain status and a certain level, you are pulled into this secret society where being a Mason or whatever becomes your profession. And to keep our people dumbed down and chasing entertainment is what your job is, and to never allow them to come into the truth. And you are forbidden to allow any riches to go within to the community or to enrich anyone outside of your immediate family. You are told this and instructed this. Have you ever stopped to think of the fact that as many millionaires as we have in the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball, how if all of those black people actually came together, malls, communities, and cities could be rebuilt, money could be invested, and jobs given? Do you wonder why they never do really come back? Do you wonder why when the few do come back, they'll tell you, oh, such and such went to the community and he was shot at, and he said he'll never go back, which is bogus. They like to pump the fear in there about every entertainer who gets killed by another black dude from the street who was trying to rob him for his chain or gold to further justify the reasons why black people don't pour back into the community. The goal is to never allow that community to be empowered. But the scripture told us that that was going to happen anyway in Psalms 83, that nations would conspire. But what they have to do is throw a carrot out to one every now and then to keep hope alive in us and keep us chasing these field of dreams and believing that one day we're going to prosper and blow up. Let a nigga here and there make it to make them niggas think that one day they might have a chance. Especially when they go to their church and that preacher telling you, you're getting ready to walk in your season. Come drop $100 down here at the altar. Your season is coming. I see it. I see it. I see it. And the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter and 3rd chapter, tells us that we are all in this age, we are just swarmed with false prophets that are lying hot air to you. Filled with false prophets. We are in a land and time that are filled with false prophets. I'll probably deal with that on the Shabbat show tomorrow. We got Rabbi Simone on Saturday, but Friday I'll probably deal with Jeremiah 3 and 5. But you're being told lies when you go into these churches. And I have a righteous indignation and a godly anger, and I have to learn how to be cool when I see most of these pastors that are lying to my people in the community and keeping them down while they pushing 3 benzos and living in million-dollar houses and putting their kids in college while yet people in their congregation are suffering. Where's the Acts 2 church where folks came together, sold everything they had, put it all in the pot, and found out who needed what? Yeah, we're getting ready to come back down to that because people get ready to find out that they have been lied to, that religion was a farce. It was created by Satan, ran by the government with your 501c3, and it was used to promote all these political lies and to keep you from coming into the knowledge of self and truth of who you are and your connectivity to the Most High and how much power you have as a people. Back to these entertainers. There are a group of entertainers. I want you to look this up in your own time. Boule, B-O-U-L-E. That is the Black Skull and Bones, created in the 1800s, started hiding within black college campuses through all your Greek fraternities that were hazed, and they became a part of this. And they know what they're told. We call them the bougie crowd. Yeah, it's the bougie ones that get to a certain level that will only come to your little nonprofit function, drop $2,000, drop $5,000, drop $10,000, build a gym. But they're going to keep it pushing. Yeah, they'll build your little church. They're going to keep it pushing. The community is never changed, empowered, or turned around. It remains the same. So it's bogus because when they find out the truth, their handlers and these Zionist Jews, Khazars, that run them and pay them, that give them money to start corporations but not hire their community, that give them money to do shows and give them these TV shows to keep our people dumbed down with these fake reality shows that actually have a script that do cuts and takes to make it look just right, that all of our children want to act like, dress like, and be like now, are told how to act and conduct themselves in order that these people in the ghetto and the community might follow suit, that our women will act as foolish as these women on TV, Bad Girls Club, Real Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, all this bull crap, because the TV is raising our children and instructing you parents on how to raise your children, and you believe it because you don't have a clue. You don't even know how to take your home back and put the devil in check. Devil slapping fits all around you, because the devil and this so-called man knows your vices and your weakness. And unfortunately, you go to these churches and it doesn't teach you any of that. And now you read NIV Bibles and have taken everything out that will show you how to be powered, about fasting, praying, self-control, discipline, building your spirit man, letting your flesh man die, forgetting about your desires and putting your desires to the back burner, and forgetting about yourself and raising your children. But you know, when you have kids, you're responsible for, like, taking care of your kids and raising your kids and putting your desires on the back burner until they become parts of society, productive parts of society. Nah, not these parents now. Party on. I'm trying to keep it pushing. I'm trying to stay young. I want to be like that. Let me get to the gym. Let me get to the plastic surgeon. Let me go get me a young woman, a young man. I got to keep it pushing. I still got a lot of life to live. So therefore, we got no seniors, no teachers, nobody in the community that can snatch a young man, snatch a young woman, and tell them what the hell is going on with them. Our girls want to be like the boys and have as much sex as possible, when a girl is not designed to have sex like a man, because the moment a man goes into her, he instills something inside of her, and she has a natural inclination to want to care for that man when he goes inside of her. And our young women don't know that, and they're sleeping with so many men, they got tons of spirits on them and demons and familiar spirits. They don't know if they're coming or going. They're crazy as hell. Because they want to be like a man saying, yeah, I got mine. No, you know what you got? A demon. And we can't get these demons off of them. So our girls are smoking. They own pharmakia, medicines, trying to suppress this demon that's deep inside of them, having sex with anything and everything and knowing it's not gratifying. Boys have low self-esteem. Sex don't mean nothing. Now they're being hit on by homosexuals. They walking around with their pants hanging low and don't even realize it's advertisement for the faggot that's looking at them saying, that look good. A boy with his pants hanging low is like a woman showing all her cleavage walking around. Now, I tell my son, you better pull up your pants because you're being checked. I tell these young men, do you know what you're doing? You advertising for the homosexual. So check it. We got somebody close to us, and I've been ticked about the fact that I've seen people, family members, friends of family, make it pro sports, make it in business, and suddenly they came up missing, or they drop off a dollar here or there. Yeah, there's a brother that made it, supposedly talking about all this stuff. Yeah, I'm going to look out for your moms and pops as they raised me, and all the stuff they did for me and said I was going to make it. Now that they up in there making millions of dollars, they're going to send moms and pops $500 check here and there. What they supposed to do, wipe their butt with that? Buy some toilet paper, right? It's a slap in the face, but now I understand. That brother's on a certain level. His name is being called. When your name is being called, you achieve that level. There's certain things that you are told to do, instructed to do, before you start receiving the money. They tell you where to go, and you got to check in, when to advertise, and who you represent, and what you got to do. Ain't going to be no Superman for the community, because the moment you start trying to do it, they start pulling your collar, pulling your chain. You think about it for a minute. Stop and think about it, like I said. All the brothers and sisters that have made it. Now, we're not going to come together because of these curses in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. We're still divided. Even the ones that are coming into the truth are fighting, talking about different camps. We got one brother just sitting up here talking about, trying to talk about polygyny. I'm talking about the T.D. Jakes of the Hebrew Israelites. You know who your name is. It sounds like Papa. You call yourself something. anyway. I'm going to sit up here and try to teach about polygyny, but say, nah, but you got to obey the laws of the land. Do you know the disciples was killed for disobeying the laws of the land? If we're going to sit up here and obey all the laws of the land, that means we're going to side with gay marriage, abortion. There are some things that our relationship with the Most High is going to take precedence over, even though they have a, even though they may approve gay marriage. I don't agree with it based upon my belief system and where I stand. Now, you got these pastors in these 501c3 churches that are being told that you have to marry them or lose your church. And do you know they are beginning to marry them? And compromising? Well, they never had anything anyway, truth be told. They don't even realize that they're serving religion and calling upon a false deity. Can't wait till the Father comes back, puts us up under the rod again, and brings us back into the statutes, laws, and commandments. And that's what we as a people, we're getting ourselves back into the things that we know please the Father and what he wants us to do. But if our people actually were to come together, we could change these communities around. So I got a few things to say. It's possible to do it. We still got some brothers that's not sold out and not in those secret societies that are self-made, that actually do well in society. But I see that they look down upon people, too, once they do it, because they say, well, I did it. How come you can't do it? So they find themselves feeling like they're better than everyone else. But then I can't get mad because I realize that we are under the curses. So it's going to be like this. So I'm divided. I'm divided. You know, I'm on two opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm saying if we came together as a people and these people that make it, which I know they can't because they're told they'll be killed, they'll be this, their car to be pulled, they'll take their money, they'll never make it, they'll blackball them, get cut from the teams, all that stuff they tell them. You know, so they start living under fear that they don't want to lose what suddenly they think they have that's been given to them. So they sell out. So they sell their soul to the enemy. Then at the same time, I'm understanding why it is the way it is, because it says no one will buy you. No one will care for you. No one will defend you until we come to the end of these curses and the Most High comes back to put us where he's going to deal with us. He's going to put us in the wilderness and deal with us. Do you know how many of us have to be dealt with as serving all types of other nations and gods, like Jeremiah 3 and 5 talks about? And it talks about how we are an adulterous nation. We serve man. We serve money. We serve the system. We serve society. We serve false gods. We are the one race that is in every religion under the sun. Guest calling number is 213-769-0910. Press 1 if you have a question or comment. I don't really know how to separate myself from the spiritual aspect of my conversation when at the same time I want to say we can turn our communities around, but I think since they're not going to put the money in there, and even the brothers and sisters that are so-called making it, yeah, I'm talking to you with them $100,000 a year jobs as well. The hidden middle class. They're hiding you because they got you under the illusion that someday you're going to be high class. Some of you need to repent and start pouring back into your community, and you don't have to be loud with it. Some of you have access to grants and money, and you know how to go get that money and throw it into somewhere where it's needed in the community. That's the solution. Because the Father's watching you, and he's about to strip you hard, and you're going to have to pay for what you're not doing, and you're going to pay for what you are doing, kissing that white man's butt. And you know what I mean when I say that, white man. You know what I mean. kissing butt for the corporate job, kissing butt for promotion, willing to do anything, sleep with anybody, go to any party, go to any worship meeting, go to worship, but go to the Buddha, Hindu, and say it's all innocent. Go to Burning Man, these festivals where they're sacrificing people, eat sacrificed food. You're willing to sell yourself out just to get that promotion. Better hope the Father will forgive you. And I'm telling you, what you need to do is start grabbing hold of some of that money and going over there into the community and increasing some family that's about to get kicked out, that has no food, that has no clothes. Kid been wearing the same pair of shoes the last 2 years. There's things that we got to do on the under at this point, because they're not going to allow you to do it on a large scale. And then most of you are too afraid of losing what you think you have. And the majority of you are getting ready to lose all of it anyway. And you don't even realize it. You don't even realize that the laws within the NDAA law for internment camps has been set. They have staffed these internment camps, and the staff is ready to respond within a 72-hour turnaround time to go ahead and staff these camps and start loading your butt into the camps. And since most people live in the ghetto, they might think this is an upgrade to going to a camp. There is about to be civil unrest. So it irks me. Pretty much every black person you see on TV, your news anchors, your reality TV stars, your TV stars, your sports athletes, they're all in on this. They're not coming back to help their communities. They're not giving back to society. They think they're better than, and the others have been told not to do so. They've been warned. And then they get so deep into this Freemason knowledge and trying to become like Jay-Z and the rest of them that they find out that this is what it used to be, talking about the Hebrews, but it's not going to be that anymore, because Satan, who we serve, was misunderstood. And so now we need you to align your allegiance up with Satan by going through this so-called hazing ritual, sacrificing ritual. Most people don't even know that 800,000 people come up missing every year, and they're generally pretty much sacrificed because Satan was misunderstood. So they come into the knowledge of things that you all think is science fiction and fantasy, because that's the way they put it out there. You all pretty much think that this is sci-fi and fantasy, you know, stuff on the sci-fi channel. You think that's all fake. That's the way you've been conditioned and programmed. So when all this stuff goes down, things start to happen, your mind's going to be blown, like, what is going on? And it's just unfortunate, because the majority of our people are sleep brainwashed, because they know the best way to hide something is to put it directly in your face. So you see it on TV, you figure that's TV. And when they tell you about it, you'd be like, oh, you saw that on TV. But you don't even realize that some of the people next door to you are part of sacrificing rituals. They're into all types of crazy religions. They call upon Satan, demons. And they pretty much know who you are and what you're capable of. And most of you are vulnerable to whatever they put on you. And they know that they have you swayed because you have no defense mechanism, because you do not have a life of spiritual holiness towards Yahweh, Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya, through the Ruach. You have no knowledge of who you are. And the Father told us that most of us would be sleeping part until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And I thank the Father that I'm starting to hear stories of a lot of Gentiles starting to wake up and come into the knowledge of who we are as a people, what happened to us, and what they have to do to be grafted in and to respect who we are. And it is happening. I'm hearing a lot of stories every day of Gentiles, other nations, outside of the Hebraic faith, the Hebrew nations. I'm talking about the 12 tribes that are dispersed throughout this world of indigenous people, black, Indians, colored, people of color. Those are the Hebrews, not the white folks dying of skin cancer in Israel that's going crazy over there. Those are the people from Germany, Khazarian Jews that are a product of the Balfour Treaty, 1948, that started in the 1900s. I lost my train of thought. talking about some of this stuff. Feel free to chime in and tell me where I left off. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of our people have sided with Satan, and they think that they have pledged their allegiance to Satan because they can't sell their soul to Satan, because you can't sell something that doesn't belong to you. As I said last week, your soul belongs to the Most High. And at the end, he's going to come collect it, and you're going to have to give account of that that allegiance you signed up for money and fame and power and prestige on this side. You're going to lose it all on the other side. You won't have it. You're going to feel bad for what you did. You're going to regret it. You're going to pay. You're going to pay. You're going to pay with your soul, with your life. You're in threat of hellfire and damnation because trust. Satan wasn't misunderstood. So we have these secret societies that hide right within your church, and most of them are your pastors. And they know exactly what they're doing. They never did believe in the Most High anyway. They believe it's all a fallacy. You'd be surprised to know that most people don't even have a relationship with the Most High. Depart from me, I never knew you. So they think you're going to church on Sunday is a joke, and it is a joke. I'll let you know now, it is a joke. You putting that dollar in that offering basket, it's a joke. It's a joke. You going to try and do a AIDS walk, it's a joke. The money's going to demonic sacrifices, satanic rituals, and different things like that. You doing all these Red Cross, all those things. Oh, it's all a joke. It's all a joke. You have power within yourself, the ability to begin to increase, bless other people within your own reach, and do something about it as an individual. I think individualistically, if we approach this with what we can do, do what you can do, then you'll start to notice a difference and notice a change. Ain't nobody gonna give us no handouts. Ain't nobody gonna make it out of the ghetto and then suddenly come back and pour $1 million into the ghetto. It's not gonna happen. Ain't nobody gonna suddenly just make it out of the ghetto, come back, open up a black mall, put all black stores in there, and give everybody a chance to be entrepreneurs and make it, and then pour the money back into the community and create their own cities and areas to the point. No, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But what I'm being surprised, I'm finding out, is that this is how they've been instructed to carry themselves out once they sign that contract and they're told who they work for and who pays their bills. Goes back to like Dave Chappelle, offered him $50 million to do the next season and tell him what type of jokes to do to make fun of our people and to be a buffoon and the buffoonery. Why do you think Tyler Perry got all that money to keep on doing that stuff that he's doing, running around in a dress promoting homosexuality and putting those images up in front of our kids and that effeminism and telling people that they can make it if they act like a freaking fool and tell jokes and look like brown and wear colors and look like that. That stuff is funny at times, but then you have to stop and see the images that are being portrayed to our young people. Act a fool, we'll give you some money. Act like a faggot, we'll give you some money. Keep your people laughing, keep them stupid, keep them dumbed down. Have everybody act like Madea, and we'll keep you paid. Is anybody paying attention to what the hell is going on? Instead of our people finding out about who they are, about melanin, about countries, societies, what's going on overseas in other countries in the world, in Africa, for real, the raping, the pillaging, our true history, why we don't come from nowhere, why we don't have nobody to fight for us, why we don't have a region, why the only thing we know is what we've been told. Why? Our kids have been given vaccinations, went from 30-something vaccinations before the age of 5 to almost 88 vaccinations now. Do we understand what's going on? Or why aren't we asking questions? Because we're being dumbed down. Literally killing our people. It's a eugenics program and process. Trying to destroy you. And you know what they can't understand? Why still some of you aren't succumbing to the destruction. Even though cancer is on an all-time high, diabetes, lupus, which comes from these vaccinations, still it's not working in some of you and it's blowing their minds. Which is why they take that extra vial of blood at the hospital to study your DNA. Because they have genetic-specific weapons. There are things been created to destroy our communities, and we don't even know it. Just heard about magic bullets today. Bullets that can be shot and will go in the direction of specific DNA, gender, melanin, race, nationality. It could shoot a bullet in a crowd of people, and it will only hit a black man. People don't even realize what's going on. We busy fighting about what camp you a part of. What name do you call God, your God? What name do you call Jesus the Christ that you learned when you was in Christian church and you found out that's not the name? Is the mark of the beast going to be a tattoo, a chip? How much food should I store in water? What should I do? Where do we get our guns? Should we buy the gun and go buy it on the black market? They won't have a gun so they can shoot you. They shoot you without a gun. What you think they're going to do with you with a gun? Watch the book Eli again. Even though I don't promote that kind of stuff, but go watch it again. Wake up, community. Wake up, people. Wake up, people. Wake up, people. Don't go for the okey-doke. They even start to try to change the local news and give you information because they realize nobody's watching it no more. So they're starting to try to tell you a little bit of what's going on to bring you back because they know the internet news is what you're looking at. They know what's going on out here. But they only want to give you a certain amount of truth and then give you a little bit of a lie to keep you in deception. Now, this is the one that blew my mind. Check this out. This is crazy. Homeland Defense has asked black people to start reporting any white people that might be terrorists that look like they're trying to do things against black people, making wood to burn crosses on your lawn, to lynch your butt, or to discriminate against you. What am I saying? There's also a fear of an uprising of a people waking up and coming into the knowledge of who they are and coming together as a people. That fear is being promulgated all over the place. You're going to start to see race wars and riots, but they are listening to us just like they're listening to this broadcast right now to see what we're talking, teaching, and preaching. And it's already too late. They've already got the list. They know who's who. They know who they're coming after. They know who they need to silence, keep silent. They know who they need to shut off. But they figure, listen, you know, one brother was on YouTube talking about some of you brothers better stop talking because they're killing to certain brothers, so you better watch what you're saying. Anytime somebody get on pumping fear, you know who they work for, what they are all about because of the enemy. And the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I tell you who's fearful. The ones who are still slipping and tipping in sin. The ones them brothers that's on the down low. Brothers that not living right and do got babies all over the place but want to preach and teach, but they still ain't doing right by their women. Brothers that do want to have seven wives, but they not taking care of them and not really loving them and upholding them and covering them and caring for them. They just getting poo-nanny and just hitting it because they sex crazed, so they have a vice. These are the ones that's scared to speak up because they're not living right. When you're living right with the Father, you got angels backing you up. You got the Most High. You got all of heaven backing you up. And you can't go nowhere until it's time for you to go. Fear of Israel coming together as a nation. You don't know who Israel is? Go listen to some of the shows in the archives. I'm not about to teach or preach to you tonight, because some of you, I realize, just want to remain ignorant because you've been jumping, shouting, and foaming at the mouth in these churches for so long, and it's busting a sweat. You just don't want to come out of it. And all you pastors don't want to let that check go. I know a bunch of pastors that are foster parents just to make a check. It's just really all about the money. They don't know how to survive because niggas don't want to work, and they don't have a trade. All they know how to do is floss, wear some cufflinks, get up and try to sound like they're intellectual. And they really look stupid. Worshiping each other. Promoting each other. Putting on Catholic garb. It makes sense. I mean, the Catholic Church is their mother. That's what they all come up out of. All the Protestant churches, all the various religions. Might as well, when you get ordained as a bishop, put on your Catholic garb and get your ring and your little cross. That's who your mother is anyway. If you ain't got a relationship with the Most High, you don't understand the 613 laws in the Old Commandment, in the Old Testament, because you want to say it's done away with. And the Father going to deal with you for saying that it's done away with. He's going to deal with you because you're living up under grace. And you've turned grace into lasciviousness. So you can do what the hell you want to do, and got your people doing the same thing so you can keep control over them. You don't even mind your people being in sin. That way you can keep your finger on them. Because you tell them that sin is smoking and drinking. When sin is transgression of the law. When people come back to the commandments, they'll get the Ruach, and the Ruach will tell them what's right and what's wrong. Because we as a people, we know what's right and what's wrong. I got to give it to you straight, no chasing. I said this year that's just all it's going to be. Kind of was a little selective last year about certain things I said. I'm also calling names on the show because I've had it with these Hebrew women teachers up on here talking about they're going to be leaders. When even the book of when the scripture said in Isaiah that a brother would take a hold of seven wives, it's not so he could be a hoe. It's because of the fact that there's only one husband, and that's Christ. And the church is Israel. The brides are many. But the woman is going to have shame. She's going to come into the knowledge that she ain't been doing right, and that she took on this American system of feminism, and that she started thinking she was Oprah, and she lost her way. And she forgot who she was and what her job was and what her duty was and what she was made for. And she's going to come back into the knowledge of that and understand. And that most of our brothers ain't going to even make it, and you ain't going to be able to find a righteous man. Because they all wimps. Check this out. Do you know how much estrogen is being pumped into the male body on a daily basis? This is why your brothers are turning into fags. Estrogen is in your plastic water bottles. Estrogen is in a lot of the food they got you eating. And for you, and those of you who think you understand organics and whole food, and you eating soy loaded with estrogen, which is causing breast cancer in men and testicle cancer. They got testosterone killers in the food, which is making brothers soft. And then accomplish that, they push on you the metrosexual agenda, change your clothing, and then tell you to be a sensitive man. They take your jobs and put the woman in all of the lead jobs, head jobs, make her an executive and tell you to treat her right, force you to marry her in the American pagan system of marriage so that she has power. If you ever step out of line, she can divorce you, take half your stuff, if not more, and have all the rights, take your kids and leave you looking like a fool, so you have to walk around and succumb to that. Which is why the American way of getting married with the little pagan ring system is demonic. It's just like the Catholic Church that forbids marriage. We come from a polygamous society that always taught to be fruitful and multiply. I'll teach on that another day. Polygyny, not polygamy, because polygamy would mean a woman can have a bunch of husbands. Polygyny is what it is. Damn right I lost my mind. I lost my mind for Yeshaya HaMashiach a long time ago because I'm not playing these games with y'all. And I'm not living status quo and doing what everybody else is doing. Because y'all have lost y'all minds out here doing what society tells you to do, trying to live your life like the movie you saw, trying to live your life like the reality TV show that you watch, got your kids doing anything and everything and running you, just like Isaiah 3 said it would be. A woman shall lead them. Children shall lead them, terrorize them. Society has lost its mind. Brothers, if you're out there, get your butt in the gym. Get your testosterone back. Start watching what you're eating. Stand up and be a man. Stop going to the nail salon. What is wrong with you? Where are my real men at? Let me holler at you, brother. If you made a mistake because you was on lockdown and you fell into that homosexuality, repent. Father, change your life, turn away from it, don't go back again. Get your life right, get your woman, get your family, raise your kids. You are not what you did, you're not your past, you're not your mistakes. You are where you stand now. Get it straight, get it right, because I know the majority of our brothers have been in jail in the pen, and a lot of you brothers made some mistakes, and you can't shake it, but you need to shake it in the name of Yeshaya. Let that ruach get on you. You don't need to be living like that. We need to come back to the Father. I'm just telling it like it is, and that's what's up. Unfortunately, the secret society thing has crept into our communities. And the moment anybody makes it into our communities, they become whitewashed. They are better than, and they look down upon everybody and everything else. I want you to do your own research and you find out for yourself what's going on. I don't have any time tonight to be trying to intellectualize you, to impress you that I've been to college and that I have a library card. I'm sick of y'all that do that, that love to have these discourses to make yourself look impressionable. Or to leave an impression with everyone that you are so accomplished and established. It's foolish conversation. It's about as foolish as some of these women, like Scripture says, ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. A lot of you sisters learned a whole lot, but you ain't came into the knowledge of the truth because you won't put a man where he's supposed to be and honor him for where he's supposed to be. You got your foot on his neck. You trying to keep him down too. You don't want that brother to come up. The moment that brother take a stand, the first thing she want to do is try to put him back down with her mouth. All you brothers on Facebook, y'all need to get your face in the book. All y'all trying to chase these females, and a lot of you brothers are scared of these women. This thing got so twisted, they got you afraid to be a man. Got you scared to be a man. I need you to do me a favor. Actually analyze what fear is and throw that crap out the window, throw it out the door. Let fear be gone. Fear is the enemy. We operate in faith. We take steps of boldness. That's what it's going to take. And I know there's some people out here that are part of 144,000 that have a mark on them that Satan can't touch. I know they out here. I know there's some soldiers out here that are not going to compromise. And you know what? They're practicing it now. When they see some booty, some tail, they don't have to turn it and break their neck and look. They ain't got to hit and have everything. I know somebody out here now that know they don't have to go back into other vices to medicate themselves. I know some people out here now that won't succumb to the pressures of society and the ills, and that ain't going to throw in the towel and say, oh, system, society's against me. I ain't going to never make it. Ain't no job for me. I know you out there. Stand up and be kind.
and about you, brother, that went to college and got brainwashed, and now you think you're intellectual and you're intelligent because you got some information, but you don't know the father, and you a wimp, you can't stand? Yeah, I want to holler at you, too. I felt like getting all... I don't like it. I could sit up here and try to talk to you like I'm Taz Smiley, Louis Farrakhan, and intellectualize you and give you all this information to impress you, and you sit up and clap your hands like you're in church, like I'm preaching to you. I did that years ago and was on track to be one of those pastors and community civic leaders because I was eloquent in speech. And you can take that somewhere else. I'm also a survivor of the streets, and that's what I'm going back to. Because that's where my anointing is. That's where the Ruach is. And that's where our people have to be, and the Father lifts us up. That's where I'm going to stand. And like Apostle Shaul, I can be all things to all men. And wherever I have to be, I can pray to the Most High for wisdom how to act in that particular aspect of life. Why? Because I avail myself to information. I don't stop reading the information. I don't close myself off to information. Information is available. I'm taking it in. Ingest it. Because when the time comes, the Ruach will bring up what you've ingested so that you can give a hope, an answer, a response, any man, and let him know that you're not to be played with. Most of all, let the enemy know that you're not to be played with. I got some things I want to share with you. I'm going to move on. Straight no chaser. I just got to tell it to you like it is. Our guest did not call in tonight. That's neither here nor there. We've already had plenty to say. I've got to read this information to you. This is breaking news. Let you know what's going on in our nation. As I said, that's what this show is designed to do. There's a website called whatdoesitmean.com. You get a chance, I want you to go to that website, whatdoesitmean.com. Let's see. Give me 1 second, brothers and sisters. What does it mean? .com. You'll want to write that down. This is a news source outside of your local news. It comes from overseas. It's a much more reliable source of things that are happening overseas that they don't tell us. And you probably still haven't seen this in mainstream media as of today. So it's important while we still have the internet that we research. Other news avenues and aspects. I'm still trying to pull the article up. Give me 1 second. Okay, Russian move against U.S. called first shot of World War III by Sorcha Fall and as reported to her Western subscribers. A grim Ministry of Finance report prepared for Prime Minister Putin is warning today that the decision by Iran to cease taking U.S. dollars for its oil could very well be the first shot fired in World War III, and one which Russia would be blamed for by the Obama regime. According to this report, Iran swiftly countered planned U.S. sanctions against its central bank yesterday by announcing that it will no longer accept the U.S. dollar as payment for its oil shipments to India, Japan, and China, and further announced that bilateral trade between itself and Russia will also break from the U.S. dollar for settlement in favor the Iranian rial and Russian rubles. Sure to enrage the Obama regime, this report continues. Was that the proposal to switch to the ruble and the rial was raised by President Medvedev at a meeting with his Iranian counterpart, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in Astana, Kazakhstan, of the Shanghai Corporation Organization. Though Iran had previously announced in 2008 that it had stopped trading its oil for U.S. dollars, Ahmadinejad called the depreciating U.S. dollar a worthless piece of paper. India, Japan, and China were made exempt due to their large holdings of American currency and fears of wreaking further chaos on the global economic collapse that had just begun. This was in 2008 when Iran had first said they would stop taking U.S. dollars for their oil. So now everything, all stops are off. Nothing's going to stop him this time. So I'm going to read that again. According to this report, Iran swiftly countered planned U.S. sanctions against its central bank yesterday by announcing that it will no longer accept the U.S. dollar as payment for its oil shipments to India, Japan, and China, and further announced the bilateral trade between itself and Russia will also break from the U.S. dollar for settlement in favor of the Iran, their money, and Russia's money, the rubles and the rial. So now I'll continue where I left off. It's important to note, this report reminds us, is that a similar move by Iraq's former Saddam Hussein in not accepting U.S. dollars for oil in 2000 brought about the invasion of his country by the Americans and their European allies, resulting in his eventual execution and causing the vast wealth of Iraqi oil and gas fields to be turned over to the Western oil giants. Same thing happened in Iraq. It's starting in Iran. Likewise, the report says former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi earned the same fate as Hussein after he, in the months leading up to the U.S. NATO military attack on his country, called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create a new currency that would rival the U.S. dollar and the euro, and saying that Libya would only sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. Most oil sales throughout the world are denominated in U.S. dollars, and according to proponents of the petrodollar warfare hypothesis, because most countries rely on oil imports, they are forced to maintain large stockpiles of dollars in order to continue imports. This creates a consistent demand for U.S. dollars and upwards pressures, and puts upwards pressure on its value. Regardless of economic conditions in the United States, no matter what's going on in the U.S., there's still a big pressure for U.S. dollars for oil. This, in turn, allows the U.S. government to gain revenues through signage and by issuing bonds and lower interest rates than they otherwise would be able to. As a result, the U.S. government can run higher budget deficit at a more sustainable level than costs than can most other countries. But this report reminds us the current budget deficit of the U.S. has now reached a staggering amount of $15.23 trillion, which is the size of its entire economy. And with the Federal Reserve preparing for being another round of massive printing this coming summer, another massive round of printing of U.S. dollars, the loss of Iran's oil customers needing U.S. dollars could very well signal the collapse of the entire American economy. So they're preparing for another large printing of fake paper monopoly money, that's the so-called American money, that has nothing to back it this summer. But with this getting ready to happen with Iran, this could definitely signal the collapse of the economic dollar this summer. So let's see. Though the Obama regime has sent its Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner to China and Japan today in an effort to persuade them to cut back on Iranian oil, this effort appears doomed from the start, as the Chinese have outright rejected this move, and Japan has likewise expressed its concerns. As is always the case in these types of dire matters, reports from the U.S. show its mainstream propaganda media organs are not reporting on this potentially catastrophic turn of events, leading to yet... One second, brothers and sisters. Leading to yet another circumstance where the American people will be taken by complete surprise when this Cold War suddenly turns hot. So right now, you've heard that we're over in Israel. But what you don't know is that they're practicing war games. They're actually identifying targets in Iran and doing war games. That'd be like playing video games. These crazy video games that they also use and got these kids online just to see how good they are. These video games that have really taken on another meaning when you think about these drone planes that are able to be flown from other locations and send these planes into other areas. That's another topic for another day. In order to prepare itself for what is to come, however, a vast Russian naval fleet arrived in Syria yesterday in an attempt to forestall U.S. NATO action against its Middle East ally, currently under attack by the CIA-backed terrorist group known as Al-Qaeda. What you have to understand is that Iran has allies in Russia and China, and they've been told to put sanctions on Iran since Iran won't take the U.S. dollar for its oil. And Russia and China both said, hell no. We're not putting nothing on them. They're well within their right to do it. And now Russia sent a naval fleet down to Syria where 5,000 people have been killed in civil unrest because they're doing in Syria the same thing they did in Libya. And now we have bases. We're all set up in Israel, prepared to invade Iran. And now Iran has like said, okay, you got sanctions on me? Here I go. Checkmate. I'm not taking your money for my oil. Now you better find another way to buy my oil. Most shocking in this report are some Russian economists stating that the Obama regime is actually anticipating the collapse of the U.S. dollar as a solution to their being able to implement drastic socialistic change such as was done during the Great Depression under Franklin D. Roosevelt, in which the grim statistics being reported from the U.S. show they are indeed nearing total economic collapse. And then it goes on to talk about the percentages of low-income families that are in poverty. We know that's over 50%. How many people are living close to poverty, check to check, or on welfare? One recent survey found that 77% of all U.S. small businesses do not plan to hire any more workers. And the average amount of time that a worker stays unemployed in the United States is now over 40 weeks. Now, there's a lot of statistics here, but let me finish reading this. As the buildup for war between the U.S. and Iran continues to escalate, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's call for the easing of tensions has gone unheeded as the Obama regime calls for the dogs of war to be unleashed on the Iranian people shows no sign of abatement. To what the final outcome may be in all of these events was detailed by Professor Igor Panarin of the Diplomatic Academy of the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who has long warned the United States is in a state of economic collapse, which will see America being divided up into six regions due to a vulnerable political setup, lack of unified national laws, and divisions among the elite, which have become clear in these crisis conditions. Interesting to note about Professor Panarin's prediction of the United States splintering into different regions are new reports coming from the United States showing that the Obama regime has recently called for the staffing of what are called FEMA concentration camps in not just six but 10 different regions of the country. Did you hear that? I'll read again. Interesting to note about Professor Panarin's prediction of the United States splintering into different regions are new reports coming from the United States showing that the Obama regime has recently called for the staffing of what are called FEMA concentration camps in not just 6 but 10 different regions of the country. Professor Panarin further warned that a secret agreement was reached between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. on a common Amero currency as a new monetary unit, and said that this could signal preparations to replace the dollar. When asked how Russia should react to his vision of the future, Professor Panarin said, develop the ruble as a regional currency, create a fully functioning oil exchange, trading in rubies. We must break the strings tying us to the financial Titanic, which in my view will soon sink. And that was from whatdoesitmean.com. You can find that article and many more about things that are happening overseas. Please pass that on, brothers and sisters. I got one more article I want to read with you before we get ready to go tonight. And this comes from a website by the name of henrymakow.com. That's Henry, MAKOW.com. And this particular article was written January 11th, 2012. It's titled, News Media Collaborated in 9/11 False Flag. It says, a new book shows how humanity is under constant covert attack from Kabbalistic Masonic Jewish bankers using the news media to falsify reality. Thus, they contrive wars to degrade, disinherit, and ultimately destroy us. If we heed their siren calls, we are complicit in our own destruction. This article is actually by Dr. Henry Makow. He says, Edward Hendry is a lawyer. His book, 9/11, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, builds a powerful case that 9/11 was an egregious fraud and an act of treason perpetrated against the American people. Clearly, a large segment of the U.S. political, military, and media class is complicit in the mass murder and or cover-up from the president on down. Hendry dissects and discredits the official story, placing the blame on the Israeli Mossad. He presents the attack in the context of numerous other Zionist false flags against the U.S. Beirut Marine Barracks USS Liberty, designed to change U.S. policy. Hendry effectively explains the broad religious context, i.e. the Kabbalist and Talmudic Jewish vendetta against mankind. I haven't read anything for a while that so vividly exposes the control Illuminati bankers have over our lives. Their ownership of the mass media is a large part of this control. Hendry shows how the media was an active collaborator in the 9/11 fraud. As I suspected, no planes hit the Twin Towers or the Pentagon. The plane images were computer generated and synchronized with explosions in the buildings. Hendry shows that many of the eyewitnesses' accounts were employees of the TV network, and that many real eyewitness reports of explosions, but no planes, were ignored. Furthermore, the BBC reported the collapse of World Trade Center 7, a 47-floor building, 20 minutes before it occurred. AP and CNN prepared obituary pictures for the 9/11 passengers 3 days before the attack occurred. It makes sense to me that since no plane crashed at Shanksville or at the Pentagon, no planes were involved at the World Trade Center either. These people have a consistent MO. Hendry shows that the news suppressed the truth and literally creates reality according to the Illuminati script. The truth is that the Twin Towers were designed to withstand hits by large passenger planes, and that supposed fires ignited by jet fuels could not reach temperatures necessary to melt steel girders. Hendry attributes the fact that the two buildings and their contents became dust to a direct energy weapon related to HAARP. This weapon reduced almost everything to their molecular level. Cars and file cabinets melted, but trees and paper were unaffected, let alone burned. Hendry reveals that Category 3 hurricane Erin, packing 120-mile-per-hour winds, was about 200 miles from NYC at the time of the attack. He cites physicist Dr. Judy Wood, who theorizes that the hurricane acted as a massive Tesla coil, creating field effects used by directed energy weapons on 9/11. The purpose of 9/11 was to create a Zionist police state and to justify wars against Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran. Hendry believes that the Iraq war was prompted by Saddam Hussein's decision to stop trading oil in dollars. Apparently, the bankers need petrodollars to support the burgeoning U.S. debt and keep the U.S. from collapsing. Hendry speculates that the passengers of UA-93 were unloaded in Cleveland and murdered at a Nassau facility at the airport. Damage at the Pentagon, which killed 125 people, was caused by explosions. The attack targeted offices where accountants were investigating the disappearance of $1.2 trillion. Osama bin Laden died in late 2001 of Marfan syndrome. The recent assassination by Navy SEALs was designed to rescue Obama, who was embattled by birther and other issues. Conclusion, the 300-page book is carefully documented and throws our common dilemma into stark relief. We live in a theater of the absurd, where psychopaths and their enablers have taken control. Hendry makes clear that the Kabbalist Jewish bankers are at the heart of the conspiracy, and Zionism is its most powerful instrument. It makes a convincing case that Mossad organized and executed the 9/11 attack. Senior members of the Bush administration were active collaborators. He cites admissions from insiders that this was an inside job. Apart from Zionists, the Illuminati bankers depend on collaboration of millions of Freemasons and other non-Jews willing to sell their soul to the devil and betray their country for personal gain. Our situation is analogous. The movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where an alien force has invaded the people's minds and souls, the nations of the world have been profoundly subverted by evil. The 9/11 official story demonstrates how the Kabbalists think they can turn their lies into reality. But the truth remains the truth. Truthers are making the Illuminati hesitate before pulling off their next false flag. They know they will not be believed. In that sense, people like Edward Hendry are taking that strategy away and saving us from disaster. The Most High he used a jackass, used a raven to feed Elijah. Most High use anything. So that story right there kind of lines up with some of the things I've been saying, and these two stories tie in together. You can find that at henrymaycow.com about a new book that's out called 9/11 Enemies, Foreign and Domestic by Edward Hendry. And you could also go to whatdoesitmean.com. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in this evening. And I'm going to get ready to leave you. And I want you to think. I want you to watch. I want you to pray. I want you to not be afraid. I want you to take back your community. I want you to cry out loud. Despair not. Don't chase the dream. Don't believe the TV stream. Fix your family. Fix what you can touch, what's around you. Start right there. I want to thank you for tuning in to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to leave you with the words that we always say around here. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey. not a destination. Shalom.
Simply call us sweet where I have all.